What is up, everybody? Are you hype? Can I get a hell yell out there? Yeah, can I? Can I get a hell yell out there? I mean, is this shit on? Are you hype? Are you motherfucking hype? We waited for this shit for 10 damn years. 10 years. They say that good things come to people that wait. I find that bullshit. But in this case, we're right. So let me just introduce you to a very, very special show. Bunk Guy's Corner, episode 21. 21 is a damn good number tonight. Marvel versus Capcom 3. We are on the eve of its release. I can't believe this shit. We've been waiting, it seemed like years, and it's only been a few months. Yeah, man. So I'm not going out for the midnight release. No, I'll just go up there to GameStop and buy it, just like I bought Super Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 4 before that. I forgot to tell you, I got a cold. Bad cold at that. But if you're not hype, you're not alive. You're not a gamer. So, I have a special guest. Someone that I am pretty sure that this person I'm about to call, you have seen this person play a few matches in the last 48 hours. If you've been like me and keeping up on what's going on Marvel 3, this guest's name should be very, very, very familiar. So, let's get this shit rolling. Okay, let me go ahead and call the dude.
Hello?
Josh.
What's good, Bunkai?
What is good?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hype as fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty hype right now, too, yeah.
All right, for the people out there, this is Nerd Josh, of course. The one and only, the first, the very entertaining first to 10 match that he had between him and Morn. So, before we really get into that, what are your initials? What are your initial impressions of Marvel 3? You know, give us a lowdown.
It's that new crack, yeah. Like, all I know is you have a bunch of characters, they all have stupid shit, and we haven't found it all yet. So we have till Evo to see who is the pop monster champion, and everyone should go in their hardest right now. That's all I know.
Well, I mean, you're right. Everyone has stupid shit. We just found more tonight. For example, Hulk can mash his command grab for extra damage. Two times the damage. Ski Sonic let that slip. I'm like, are you kidding me? And She-Hulk, she can call out assists doing her specials.
When I read that in IRC, I wrote it in my little notepad.
You have a notepad.
That out later.
You know what? You gangster. You a gangster, nigga. For writing that down, you gangster for that. That tells me that your heart is pure. You really want to win this shit. That's how I give you all the props for that.
Well, like I come from versus games. Like back when I was in seventh grade, I knew some kid at Marvel 1, and I used to get off at his bus stop, and it started from there. So like I started noticing all the laundromats and all that had like the older ones, like Marvel Superheroes, stuff like that. Then I went on GameFAQs, I found out about Infinite, and then like you just got into like doing combos and stuff. It's fun. Like, the cool thing about this game is it seems like they try to like, I can't really say it without laughing with X Factor Sentinel, but they tried to make the most of the cast well-rounded and have, like, a lot of stuff for each, for everybody. So, like, no matter who your team is, you can at least find something and just bet it at some point.
Yeah, man, you know, a lot of people think that X Factor is overpowered and whatnot, but see, here's the thing. I like X Factor as it is for one reason. Even if you're playing with a big lead, 3-1, because that person is sitting on X Factor, you got to play to the last motherfucking hit.
Yep. But I've been realizing that, like, the meta behind X Factor it changes a lot per matchup and meters and everything. If you're cornered by Dormammu and it's your last character and he's right there and he has meter, you better hope you didn't spend it yet, or you're gonna, like, lose all your health to chip damage in 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was thinking about that with Storm. I mean, if Storm comes in with level 3 X Factor and she has 3, 4, 5 meters, you're fucked.
Yeah, you are fucked.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's just rain.
I was trying to just, like, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I went in just trying to, like, style on people when they first came out and X-Factoring early. And, like, I would be able to clutch it out at times, but, like, sometimes it would just be ridiculous. Like, you think you get the last character and you're fine, and all of a sudden somebody with 4 meters in X-Factor just runs through 2 characters faster than you beat them. Like...
Exactly, because X-Factor, I mean, you know, especially assists that take, you know, 25-50% more damage, I mean, excuse me, I like how they balance the assists, because assists come out, you know, they help you with combos, they help you setups, mix-ups, and blockables, and all of that stuff, but on the same token, though, assists can get killed a lot faster, a lot easier now because they take so much damage. However, you got to hit the assist while they're in their attack animation, because as soon as the assist goes into the taunt, they're invincible, and, you know, so you can't hit them anymore. So I like the balance there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it brings something new, which is good. Like, I tried to play CBC, but the New York community wasn't really about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I missed about it was, like, being able to severely punish assists, like, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about Marvel. It's like, you when I used to play, I'd just mash on AA when I was first learning, and I'd play with Nestor, and whenever he beat me, he'd say, "That's what you get for mashing." So whenever, like... people get away with just mashing like that, I always feel that, like, that line is always just comes in my head. It's like, they should get destroyed for mashing.
Man, I'm just thinking here, really, what really got me thinking is that X-Factor, it's something that Keith was talking about this last night. He says, it's not even so much X-Factor, it's the threat of X-Factor. Makes you real, real, real. If Sentinel, I mean, or what? You know what? It doesn't have to be Sentinel. It could be Magneto. If Magneto is the last character and he activates X Factor and his level 3 hits you anywhere on the screen, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not, you only need to fuck up. If you are predictable,
that's
with
85% right there. Yeah. Your character has medium health.
Yeah. it's retarded, man. I mean, no, never mind the combos that he can do. I mean, it's just...
Mm-hmm. Just the threat of, like, instant supers with that it gets even scarier.
So then we had people that was crying foul, saying that, oh my gosh, Phoenix is going to be horrible. She has no life. And I go, you know what, you dumbass.
Spooky was one of those people. He was saying, like, oh, she dies in one hit, she's horrible. And I was defending her. Like, I was the only one over here trying her out. Like, her fireball game looked strong, and she could go into the air. But unfortunately for me, I never got to fight it. So when I had fought Marin, like, at that point, I already knew I was fucked. Like,
yeah, because, I mean, it's the thing that people don't realize, when they was testing this game, I'm sure they didn't give Phoenix that bad of health that she has now. I'm sure they gave her probably what Akuma health would be in other games, right? You know, worse than average. But then I'm sure that they found some stuff. They're like, okay, this bitch is gonna be crazy. So only way you're gonna balance her is to make her life non-existent.
There enough is a mix-up.
Huh?
Just doing sea fireball and teleporting, like, that itself is a mix-up. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I watched her blow up an entire team. You know, I mean, I watched her in a few matches blow up an entire team. When she, and it's almost like, yeah, come kill me. Come kill me. Yeah, come, make, turn me into Dark Phoenix. Come kill me.
Yeah, but when you hit her, you do kill her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm like, it's like, come on, you know, let's do this shit, you know, I mean, and it's just, in a way, her having bad health actually kind of helps in a little bit, because you're like, look at that, you just making me go into Dark Phoenix even faster, that's fine, you know, because yeah. Now we found out that she can do the sphere, healing sphere, inside of a combo, and continue doing the combo. I mean, that's just...
Just hope she doesn't die during that combo.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. You know, just like everybody can't play Magneto and Marvel 2. You know, you gotta be on your P's and Q's. You know, but
you
in the right hands,
she's
just gonna rape. She's gonna rape.
Yeah.
So what other teams you've been experimenting with? So we saw you with, let's see here, was it Arthur?
No,
Sentinel.
Arthur Storm Sentinel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Team ASS.
I like that, Team Ass. All right.
Oh, it's ASS.
Yeah, Team Ass.
It's not that ass. It's ASS.
Okay. Oh, okay. Team.
That's just an inside joke on that.
So, you think the team has good synergy? After you tested against Morn, someone who, you know, was more...
I think the team definitely has good synergy. The only thing I've been thinking about is possibly switching Storm out for another character, but that's just up in the air right now. It doesn't even matter. But...
Is this the new Spiral? Is this or this?
See, that's what I was just gonna say. She is the new Spiral.
Mm-hmm.
But what Arthur can't do that Spiral can do is you don't get Mashable, Fierce Punch Throw. You don't get a Wave Dash. That's good. You get stub your normals, but they're decent speed, so you will win priority wars. But at the start of a match, I would not advise mashing. You'll get blown up for that. But the good thing about Arthur is his lances, they go through a lot of projectiles, and even certain beams will destroy it, but it seems to even pass a little bit through some beams, so if you know the spacing, you can throw an early one out thinking if they're going to mash a beam and they'll still get hit. And
yeah, I noticed Moore had trouble like punishing Arthur. With the EM disruptor, it looks like that Arthur just kept on chucking him. I'm like, I don't care.
And later on though, he kind of got the hang of it. Like the beam was actually beating me, and it was doing a ton of damage even on block. Like I'd say probably like 15% on chip on Arthur. Like,
wow,
just off one projectile, it's pretty scary. The cool thing about Arthur though is he can hit confirm off any of his far range projectiles. And I wasn't able to do it on the connection, but you can link his super like HVB over and over again.
Really?
Yeah. If you do, I don't know what it's called, it's the core circle forward two punch, right? You wait till the end and you can hear the sound stop, and then the screen kind of turns black to stop showing the DHC phase. You got to time it right between those two, and you can do it over and over again.
Oh, wow. So have you tried Arthur? Here's the thing. So Keith was saying that Arthur is absolutely just delicious in level 3 X Factor plus gold armor.
Oh, I believe it. I personally like the silver armor lances better than the gold armor. Like you get only one lance per air or ground, but it's multi-hit and it goes through more. But I'd rather fill that much more space on the screen, in my opinion, and more matches. But when you you do more chip damage with your dagger, you can go in a lot harder. But the thing is like, you're going to have to DHC at one point, because once you take that armor break, like, you're taking a big risk, and you're limiting your game after that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But if you switch them out, you retain gold armor for as long as you want as an assist. So you
right.
have the powered up assist. Yeah. So, like, Arthur's flame bottle to OTG. So, say, for example, like, I switch to Storm. Now, anytime I floor with E, I can just call Arthur as I land, and he does a full screen, like, flame potion that I can combo off of.
So, I guess the next question I have for you, man, is, you know, or I'm sure you heard about what Tokido said.
Oh, about him playing the game, or did he pop off again?
He basically said he's going to break America's spirit in Marvel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he actually said that. First, you know, it's interesting, though, man. I said, and I repeat this, now that the game is coming out tonight, you know what? First, it was really Daigo. Daigo said that he was taking the game. He's going to take the game serious. And I'm like, and then he said he was going to train in the United States. And, you know, because he figures that this game is going to be popular for at least the next 3 years. So he's going to take this game seriously. Then Tokido says, yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to play the game, and I'm going to money match fools at final round. So they turn and say, he's going to
money
final
match?
Round. So then he said that he's going to break America's spirit.
Oh, yo.
Now, I you know, a lot of people are kind of like missing it, and they say, you know what? Whatever, man. We're gonna come in here. We're gonna, you know. I'm like, dude, this ain't some dumb nigga off the street. I'm like, if he's talking all this shit, they got something up their sleeve. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's big. I'm not saying something is gonna be that it's gonna destroy us. But I'm just saying is, you know, you don't talk all that mess, and you haven't touched the game. You know, so
I will say it is Tokido, and Akuma doesn't look that bad in the game. Like,
oh man, Tokido! I mean, Akuma. Well, you know what? It's interesting though, because we're kind of assuming that he's going to play Akuma, but from what people told me, he just plays the cheapest character. So who's the cheapest character?
Tokido, King of Cheap. Cheapest character, Sentinel.
yeah. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah. I can't argue with you with that.
Yeah, for right now, it's like. If you were to ask me anything, it probably wouldn't even be outside like your own vision. But I definitely think the game's going to evolve. Like, it's going to get way cheaper than we actually think it is, which I think is good.
You know what? I would say this much, man. It's just, I think that the game is, I mean, you know what? Everyone is going to be going ooh and ah, you know, over the combos and everything, but really, I think the game is, there's going to be two things to the game, I think, that people are going to explore. First, you know, the thing about the you know, ending the game with the special button, and you slam the character on the ground, a lot of people just instantly go into super, and that's great, you know, but
yeah.
Really, it's about really setting people up for mix-ups, right? You know, because we got some good assist in there, some low-hitting assist and whatnot.
And if the tech roll mix-up from there, you can do whatever.
Yeah, you know, and because in Marvel 2, I mean, like, only Magneto can really, like, out of an air combo, set you up for a mix-up, you know, out of an air combo. But now, in this game, because of the way that the combo system is designed, everybody can set you, you know, anyone can set you up, you know, for a mix-up.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be crazy, you know.
If you watch Martin Body Me in his videos, you could see that if he's not spending the meter on Shockley's, then he's like, he cancels to a flight mode mix up with Magneto, and does just by hitting E in flight mode with any character causes falling screen. He just unflies you, and you do D or special button or whatever that's called. But he was lining up pretty well on the center of my hitbox, and like, with the latency and everything, like I was just getting hit. Like that shit was free.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, if you get an assist with Magneto, I mean, if you get a floor with Magneto, you call an assist, do something just like sweep, and then cancel flight mode, and then while your assist is starting to put them in block, like, move over and then just pick, hit a button whenever you feel like it.
I've seen some stupid stuff with Magneto. I was over a friend's house a few nights ago, and I'm just saying, though, it's just like, Magneto, to me, is actually better in this game because he can kill you without an assist. You know, he don't really need one.
He's got those hands and two, man. He could do a lot.
I mean, it's stupid, man. I mean, his level 3 is
level
just...
Three. His level 3 is... That shit's fire, man. It's fire that, like... Personally, I like doing reversals. And it's like, in this game, it's like, I see someone do something stupid that's taking up full screen. I'm just like, fuck that shit. Hit it, and it works. The level 3s are great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I mean, the fact that they don't scale, I mean, it's... Yeah. I mean, oh, man. It's... Because, I mean,
there's,
with level 1 X factor...
Like, when I say good, I mean, like, it works well, but...
I mean, with level 1 X factor, you know, you know, he's... Anyone's dead meat with Magneto, you know. And, you know, and I just... And, I mean, I'm one of those people that think that... That Team Roe is going to come back. You know, we're playing Magneto last. Give him a level 3 X factor. Because then... Oh, man. You know, it's... You know, because of his combo ability, you know, it's easy to get 70-80% in one combo. You know, it's just... And, you know... And, of course, finishing off with a super. Yeah, I mean, it's... Oh, man. I cringe. I know this sounds kind of backwards, but, you know, because everyone thinks about Marvel 2 Magneto being so damn good. But you know what? Marvel 2, you know, Marvel 2 Magneto did not have no damn level 3. And,
that's true. And, you know, you could probably sit well on the end of the bench because it's like, let's say, like, in this game, the characters are more well-rounded when they're out. So it's mm-hmm. not, you don't come across characters like Commando or, like, Tron or other characters in Marvel 2 that... You left on your bench, and they had a couple good matchups, but, like, against the top four and all that, you had to work hard. Like, in this game, it's more like you have more well-rounded characters you can work with, and then you want your best kind of for the end.
Yeah, because, you know, I was just thinking, because I'm going... I mean, because I'm thinking, you know what, Magneto... I mean, really, in this case, Sentinel will be the battery, because he doesn't need to burn any meter. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, though,
you can just come back later if you really need to.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's just like one of those things where okay, fine. You finally kill Sentinel. Now here comes Magneto sitting on a level 3 X factor with 4 meters. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you fucked. You know. I mean, oh my gosh, man. You know, it's just like what I Love You Joe said, you know. I'm a crack addict, but I never took crack a day in my fucking life.
Yeah, fucking Joe's the man. You know, Joe's one of the hypest guys I've ever met in my life. And, like, moving to New York, I always saw Joe. Like, when we go to the party spots, Joe would be, like, the guy to light for the party. So at Vegas, I'm out. I'm, like, drunk as hell at 4 in the morning. And I run into Joe at the bar. And I'm like, yo, let me get a sip of that drink. And it's just juice. And I'm like, what the hell? He's like, I don't drink. And, like, all these years, I never knew. He never drank. Like...
Wow, he doesn't drink?
Hey, he's just a man.
Wow, man. You know what? Hey, I mean, I have bad respect for that. You know, I don't drink either, you know. The only time I really drink is really, like, right now when I have a cold and I like to make my hot toddy, which involves whiskey,
lemon
juice.
Oh, the hot toddies, yo. My girl Samantha, she's all about that, yeah.
Yeah, because when I take the hot toddy, it's my grandmother's recipe. It's called a resurrection. You'll die for about 12 to 13 hours, wake up a new man, new body, you know, so. So it's a recipe because, you know, whenever I get sick, I always take that and I always feel better the next day. But, I Love You, Joe. I mean, I've never met the guy. I don't even think I've even talked to the guy, you know, and I like to get him on the radio just to see.
One of the nicest guys you ever meet is Joe.
You know, you know, I mean, you guys are really, you know, that's the nice thing. You know, ever since Super Street Fighter 4, you know, I get a chance to meet some of the non-Marvel heads in the East Coast community, because before then, I only knew, you know, I knew Yipes, I knew about, you know, I knew about Smooth Viper, all of that, but I didn't know anybody on the East Coast that, you know, that played other games. You know, it was just really about the Marvel crew that was at the forefront.
We play other games, but we play Marvel too. We get it.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what we saw was Marvel, you know, and now it's, you know, it's good to see, you know, other games as well. I mean, they deserve, we deserve to give, you know, those games a chance too. And,
you know, yeah, so. But, like, you know, when Mortal Kombat 9 comes out, it'll still be time to move on, so it's whatever.
You know what? I'm going to ask you guys, let me ask you a question, man, you know. And I ask you this just because you are a very well-traveled player, you know. And it's something that's been bothering me. And that is, you know, when Super Street Fighter 4 or Street Fighter 4 came on the scene, you know, we saw the people we expect to, you know, Justin Wong and Daigo and all, you know. Then, you know, in 2010 with Super Street Fighter 4, we saw Wong lose, we saw Daigo lose. And to people that we really haven't, you know, not necessarily no names, but in some cases they were. I mean, we saw people coming up and making names for themselves, you know, kicking ass. And the reason why it's disappointing, because I think that some people are kind of discrediting them. Oh, this game is scrub friendly, that's why they won. I mean, but that goes both ways, though. Okay, if it's easy to do a damn reversal, well, okay, so it should be easy for you to, you know, to do a reversal, and it should be easier for a character or an opponent to commit to a move, so then if they guess wrong, you can punish them. You know, that's how I look at it, you know. But, I mean, so you think that the player base in Marvel 3 will be less than Street Fighter 4, the same, or more than Street Fighter 4?
Ooh, so is this about player base?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It matters how the hype train goes. Like, if everyone that does their part in the community and hypes this up and promotes their tournaments, makes flyers and all that, I don't see why this couldn't last for another 2.5 years. But if people want to whine about the game and not really hate it for what it actually is, then I could see the game dying in 1.5 years. It's still going to have some life to it. But, like, I don't want to see this game turn into, like, what Brawl is, because Marvel 2 players don't want to play Marvel 3. Like, that's kind of dumb.
Like, what do you mean by that?
That's the only problem that comes to my head.
What do you mean by that? Explain it a little bit further.
I mean, like, you had people that played... I personally didn't play Smash Brothers, but the scene got divided because Melee was technically a more deep and more advanced game, and Brawl was ass. But I'm not saying Marvel 3 is complete ass, but I'm saying on the skin right now, it doesn't look that deep. Like, there is depth to it. There's definite depth. Like, you can find plenty of shit as long as you, as the amount of time you put into it. But from what I've been reading on Facebook every day, is like the top players of Marvel 2 definitely don't like it. Like, Justin complaining every day, and I see Ricky saying he hates the game, and, like, well, Ricky wasn't, like, top at the end of Marvel 2, but he definitely plays well enough in the beginning. And, like, I don't know, it's interesting to see, because I always went through trying to play my games, and it's like, you would take anything, and it's like, at this point, it's like, companies are handing a game over, and just because it's not to the player's choice, if they don't really want to even play, it's like, it's kind of lame.
I think that's stupid, and I'm going to tell you why it's stupid, because, first of all, depth is overrated. I give you one game that has stood the test of time for literally hundreds of years. Chess. How deep is chess? It's on the surface, it's not deep at all. I mean, you know what,
well,
the
move... starting with, like, queen's pawn and bishop's pawn and creating that box in the middle, and then from there going where it's like...
Yeah, but you know, but right, you know, on I mean, the game is on, it's easy to learn. I mean, you know what the mission objective is.
Yeah.
And I mean, and so
yeah,
on the far as learning,
and blow them up every time. That's the art of it.
Yeah, I mean, right, because just because something is easy to get into doesn't mean that it doesn't have any depth to it. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that Marvel 3 is chess. What I'm saying, though, is that you can't evaluate something based on how hard it is to learn how things work. I mean, just because you learn how things work doesn't teach you when to do it. Or, you know, it doesn't teach you when not to do it. You know, so, I mean, it's one of those things where, I'm hoping, but Marvel 3 may be one of those games where, yeah, it's easy to get into, but it's going to be hard to master.
Yeah.
You know,
that's SF4 for me. Like, I started with Vanilla Sagat and didn't care, and I got great results. I got a lot of money out of it, and it was great. And then Super came out, I played Ibuki, and I got blown up and made fun of, like, the whole year. But I still had fun, but...
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun. You buy the game so the game entertains you, not the other way around. And I think that... Here's the thing. I mean, I've been hearing this argument, you know, people like, well, if this dude plays Super Turbo, you know, he wouldn't be able to do the things that he did. So let me get this straight. Because the opponent is able to perform moves that maybe would not be able to perform in other games because the execution level was so damn high, you losing, so that means that the game sucks. I'm just getting that straight. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, really, to me, the game should be about you outthinking your opponent. I'm not saying execution doesn't have a role in it. It does. But it's like I kept on saying, in Super Turbo, I could not do a Hulk's 360 to save my fucking life. Okay. And that's when I say the game can kiss my ass, put it back in this box, you know, goes back on the shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I mean, and it's seriously. It's seriously, though. I mean, I think you
like,
can...
let's go to HDR and ST. I grew up playing a lot of ST in Connecticut, and I never actually, like, tried to test myself till later, but, like, I did good. And then I got, like, top 16 at EVO in 2007, but we're playing on PS2, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking... flash forward... A couple months ago, a flashback, I was in Montreal. I played CeeLo in HDR, and I had beat him just using the tactics that I had learned over the years from ST and HDR.
Mm-hmm.
And he's technically the best player in Montreal in ST. So I was really excited, but then I ended up losing to this ROG player that ended up winning the tournament. And he was on pad, and it came down to him being able to reversal every time. And, like, in my head, I was thinking, like, holy shit, HDR is fucking crazy. But, like, when I really thought about it, it was like, wow, why am I making such simple mistakes, like, with HDR?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. And, yeah, Nagoo, I don't understand we talk about this time. But you know what? It's a topic that's coming up, you know, it's coming up over and over again. It's coming up, I mean, it's happening with Marvel 3. And I'm just saying, it's really bullshit. It's bullshit to say that the game is shit because people can do things easier, so you just can't win based on the fact that you can do the move when they can't. You know, I'm just saying, I mean, the game should be about you outthinking your opponent. Now, what I'm thinking is that some people are getting blown up now because they used to rely on their execution skills, which are really good, but they don't have no mind games. So now you get in a game that's easier for you to remove, or it's more towards the mind game than it is about the execution. And now people are like, oh, the game's shit.
It really comes down to, like, the... me and Arturo actually, like, talk about this. And it's like, even if we do go back to the old game, I don't want to go back to that because I used to travel from Connecticut while I had high school. So I would go to the Braves on a Sunday and travel 4 hours. And I'd play on one cabinet and play CVS2 with 20 other people till 3 in the morning. And then I'd have to go to class without sleeping and drive straight to high school, like, right after that. And, like, play the same 20 people over and over again for years. Like, at least with a game that's more easier to pick up from people, you get the varied competition. Like, from playing Guilty Gear and CVS2 over the years, my problem is that there's no comp, and that at this point in day and age, I can find competition anywhere I want. If I need a matchup, I can find it if I really look for it, and it's like, this is great. Like, you know, you have to make some sacrifices if, like the compromise on gameplay, like if like people complain about four and like the problems with it and this and that, but a lot of times it's people are overlooking a simple spacing situation, or they're not taking account what their actual footsie game can be applied to or whatever. And like I just feel that people should just work harder. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same. Well, because here's the thing, like Jim was just talking about here, he's in the RC chat, the execution needs to be good, but the reversal random match bullshit that these new games reward is trash. I'm saying, but you know what? Here's the thing. In ST, I can mash all I want, and that 360 will not come out. You know,
unless you, like, you'll have to play someone that actually knows the system, and then he'll exploit you because he knows you're mashing because you're sitting next to him. But
right,
like,
you know, I mean, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, even if I'm mashing and everything, because the move doesn't come out, I'm not committed to anything. But now if you mash him four, it will come out. So I mean, to me, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, the move will come out, but you can also get yourself killed though.
That's true.
I mean, it, you know, so it's it goes both ways. So yeah, I mean, I can mash a 360 in Super Street Fighter 4 with T-Hawk, and it'll come out there, and I get that long ass recovery off his throw, and then I get, you know, I get killed. You know, so I mean,
AE, man. You're gonna get excited because AE T-Hawk is that fire.
I heard about that. What's up with AE T-Hawk? I mean, is he really just that good?
If you watch the Japanese videos, like, every CBS2 player is picking them up, and, like, they don't give a fuck. Like, they have strong normal, strong ground game. They just dominate people. It's really nice.
Wow.
It's not like he's overly cheap or anything, but, like, it seems like he's getting the results he needed. And, like, things like, I don't know, Min's actually a Seahawks player. He says he still kind of sucks. But things like EX TK Condor Dive being safe against a majority of situations in the game, and like,
nice. He really needed that.
Yeah, he has shit that he actually needed in there.
Yeah, because you know what? Because you know, really, it's the only move that he can really get in close. You know, it's, you know, it's his version of EX Green Hand. You know,
I've seen people at Chinatown Fair that don't know what they're doing, like. Just because they're playing T-Hawk, they're just, like, going in. It reminds me of EX Cannon spikes with Tammy, just, going nuts and doing whatever. Like, the T-Hawks will do jab pressure, like they're doing 360s, but then use that to be safe and get guaranteed hit because people are scared and they always react.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks, for talking about Street Fighter 4, you know. I'm not saying Street Fighter 4 is perfect. It definitely has room for improvement. But then again, you know, it is.
You could go as far as you want with every character as long as you put the work in.
Yeah.
That's
don't get me wrong. You know what? You guys have your ST. I'll have my Street Fighter 4. You know, and we can meet in the middle with Marvel vs. Capcom 3. How about that? There you go.
Down.
You know.
I'm down for the ST too. I'll play any fighting game. I really care.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I play ST too. I play Honda. You know, and it's all about, you know, that unpunishable headbutt. You know, it's just, you know, hey, you just love it. I just love it. Anti a jump, a headbutt. You take out another headbutt. You know, jump again, headbutt. You do a super headbutt. You know what I mean? Everything, man. It's so stupid.
What are you gonna do? You're not do that sweep, then do like hands. That's it. Ochio.
Exactly. You know. So, man. I mean, I'm so freaking hyped, man, for Marvel 3. Only, you know, just for the fact
the membrane release has just probably happened in New York right now. Like, dudes are probably going in.
Oh yeah, because it is after midnight there. So, man, now everybody's gonna. Now here's the thing. Someone said that Shumagorov and Jill is now to March 16th, but I thought the special edition includes the downloadable characters.
No, I've heard everything. I've even had, like, randoms from Chinatown text me saying they have, like, a hacked Xbox with it, but then I was like, yo, send me pictures if it's true, and no one said anything. So, like, everyone's gonna have to wait for that shit. I'm sorry.
I don't really
But,
care much about Shuma Gorath. I'm up about Jill just because, well, Seth said that Jill's possibly the fastest character in the game.
I know
So.
someone with a that had a collector's edition since Monday, and he's not able to download the character yet.
Okay. So it's probably not going to be out for another month or so. I mean,
Like,
that's.
I hear they're on the disc. It's just like you have to put the code in to unlock them or something.
Oh, no. Just like with Super Street Fighter 4. Oh, great.
I guess so. That could be all rumors. I don't want to like start anything, but that's what I've heard.
So, I mean, so what
I
are the
like
teams you're going to
Jill,
play
and
with?
like I'm a
You
big
know, I
Shuma
know
Gorath
you got
fan.
Team Ass, and then
Yeah.
what other characters you're going to play? What
Oh,
you
I
going to
played
experiment?
MSS through all Marvel 2, so I still play MSS. I picked Arthur up just because shout out to Chackle and shout out to Spooky. They were both saying Arthur was completely ass, and I had been playing Ultimate Ghouls and Ghosts for the past 2 weeks, so I was like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I'll show them what's up. So I picked Arthur.
I mean, I'm happy he's in the game because he was sort of like a, how can
I
I
think it's
say?
cool.
Yeah, he was cool because you know what? Marvel 3, I think I'm not the only person that said this. Marvel 3 reminds me a little bit of Marvel 1.
A little bit.
Just because the presentation is a lot better in Marvel 1 than it is in Marvel 2. Marvel 2 is like a damn Mugen game. You know,
I think Marvel 3 kind of feels like if you mix all of them, like the chip damage and like how it combos is kind of like X-Men versus Street Fighter, but it kind of has the Marvel 3, I mean Marvel 2 chemistry to it. But then you have like normals that work like Marvel 1 and Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter, where they're a little bit over-prioritized because there's more Street Fighter element to it, but it doesn't play like it's supposed to play like that, so it's more like Marvel 2. It's kind of complicated, but
I mean, it's you know what, and that's great, you know, because see, this is the thing, man. By the way, there's this idiotic post. I'm sorry for the, you know. For calling this guy an idiot, but there's a guy who posted on my site about Marvel 2, and let me read it, and then you guys can just, you know, you can go ahead and rip him to shreds. All right, so
Yeah, blow it up. Let's troll this dude.
yeah, I mean, okay, let me see here, where is it? Okay, so here's what he said. This is what he said. He says, "Played the game at a friend's house, and boy, it's just what I thought it was going to be. The scrubs that were there that sucked at Marvel, even the game was really basic and match friendly, and they were ass at Marvel 2." I don't know what that means. I asked my boy to who owned the game what he thought, and he said he'd give it 7 months when people finally look past the pretty animation and the gimmicky 72-hit combos. When you hop into the game, the controls will be weird, so the game will seem hard to play, but when you get comfortable with the horrible control scheme and move sets, the combos will be straightforward. If you're a hardcore versus game player, this will be a decent side game for you. I'm not bashing the game, but damn, please don't go into game thinking that it's a versus game because of the name. That's cool and all, but trust me, the majority of people are going to find out the hard way. The learning curve is there, that's in any good or bad game, but the magic is not there. Don't make the game complex as you think it is. I and others predicted this shit was going to be very gimmicky, and once people get past the gimmickry, as 80-hit combos and pretty lights, they're going to realize that the game isn't the game we were waiting for 10 years before. This is a game we were waiting for after the release date of TBC. Marvel 2 will be making a comeback, and I mean hard, maybe not high tier, but definitely low tier.
Oh God, I hate those guys.
Okay.
I say that because I play low tier, and I don't think this should be low tier tournaments. Like, I think people need to man up. Like, it's just ass, you know? I hate that shit.
How okay, I don't know where to begin. Let me just start with the low. I mean, Marvel 2 definitely is not going to make a comeback with low tier. It's nothing
No,
new.
it's not
It's been
making a
tried
comeback, man.
for years.
My arcade closed down because of Marvel 2.
Oh, wow.
Like. Well,
Wow.
no, I'm just saying that. It comes down to a lot of reasons, but us playing top tier in Marvel 2 and scaring away everyone didn't really help it out. But what that guy has to say is like, whatever. It's like I played Marvel 2 day one arcade as long as I could until my arcade closed down, and we weren't playing shit for, like, at least 6 months in. And, like, even early on, like, we had visitors that came to a tournament, and they did, my first tournament was round robin, and I got second place because I got 8 wins, and the dude that beat me never lost with Strider doing Cyclops, like, week one of Marvel 2. Like, And those guys told me to go get the import version from, like, NCSX.com, and then from there it started the whole Marvel crack addiction thing. But...
That's funny, though, because are you one of those people that thought that Marvel's best period was probably in the first 18 months of release? As far as...
I don't know, man. I've always had fun with that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many phases. Like, all the people I've met are all different eras, too, because, like, once our scene started to die, it was like we had to travel, and then that's when I started really actually meeting people, like going up to Maryland and knowing Pete, Talik, well, not Pete, Talik, fucking Pete, and all those dudes, Ski, and like, I don't know. Like, Marvel 2 had its time and its place, and like, it definitely took time to develop, like, it wasn't until I actually found Shoryuken that I found out about Justin Wong, and like everyone didn't even think he was the best, but just because he was from New York and a year older than me, I was like convinced he was the best and played his team. And then from there, I actually learned how to play the game better. So I give some thanks to Justin.
I remember
his first team was Mad Cable Cammy, though.
Yeah, and that team has no chemistry whatsoever.
Yeah, the best thing you get is off sweep in the hyperdrive when calling Cammy, they can't escape, and you get double hyperdrive. That's about it. Like,
yeah, I'm like, I couldn't believe that. You know, I watched that video, and it was a nice jog down memory lane to watch that. You know, I think we're going to see a little bit of what happened with Street Fighter 4 and Marvel 3. I think that we're going to see a huge player base, and I think that we're going to see people. Just like with Street Fighter 4, who did not come from a strictly fighting game background, and we're going to see, like, the first year, we will see the OGs, the people we expect to win, and then I think during the second year, we're going to see the no-names and then the underground people start taking roots, and we're going to see people that's...
I actually disagree, because with SF4, there's a different reason to why I think that would be true, because of your reasoning. But the SF4, when it came out, was an arcade release, and with the arcade release, most players got a head start, and they did better that first year for vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until the Japanese broke the game down and figured OS, and we realized that it was actually in Super also, that all, like, it wasn't until the actual game was really broken down. So that you had all these randoms to actually learn how to do all that. The thing with Marvel 3 is we all don't know, and we only have 5 months. Like, it's going to be one hell of a summer. That's all I got to say.
I know, man. I'm just talking about Final Round, man. I know there's Winter Brawl, but Final Round, I don't know much about Winter Brawl.
Oh, my God,
but
man. That's Final Round... Winter Brawl is going to be nuts. That's like 3 weeks from now. Like, that's going to be crazy too.
I mean, it's what the one thing that I love about this day and age and the internet is that, you know, information is disseminated a whole lot quicker now, and it's really like a race to who can find out the most broken shit, broken practical shit ever. And I'm loving it. I watched a freaking Japanese combo video with Dante, and that shit was retarded. It was retarded. I now believe
that to me, because I have not seen that yet.
Oh man, you gotta see it, man. It's retarded. They did like 108 hit combo, man. It's by himself. I'm like,
yeah, I believe it.
I'm like, what the hell, man? You know, it's, oh man. So I mean, I believe it when they say that he has 40 different. You know,
well,
moves, you
the
know.
Hoarding has already started, because last night, I don't have internet, so I was at my boy Rich's, Shackles or whatever, so I'm using the internet at his place, and I see on SRK Media it says Wolverine Marvel 3 Unblockable. But when I get back to the house today and I use my phone tether to take some notes, the video is not on SRK and nobody knows what I'm talking about. So people are taking back information, I guess, which is pretty interesting because I've already heard Triforce claiming that there is true unblockables in Marvel 3.
That's nothing new. Seth said that months ago. I mean, that's... Tell me something new.
I expected as much, but, like, I'd at least like to know the information. I don't want to get hit, or I want to use that, so...
Yeah, I mean, so it's the race to who can find out the shit and then hoard the information, and, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I can see definitely see that happen.
That's some old school shit right there.
And, final round.
It's like the arcades are still new and no internet yet.
I honestly think, you know, I mean, Larry and I talked about this. Larry doesn't think that Japan will get into Marvel 3. I think they will. And
they have the internet. Why not?
I mean, I think they will. I mean, and even though it's not an arcade yet, you know, I still think that more people than we think are going to pick up Marvel 3, and I think that they're going to start it's going to be a scene. It may not be, I'm not saying all of Japan is going to play it, but I think there's going to be a competitive scene in Japan and Marvel 3, and, you know, and it's something that we're going to have to keep an eye out on. And I actually, from what Tokido's been flapping his gums, and from what Daigo's been talking about, I mean, it looks like that scene already exists.
They have a Marvel 2 scene there.
Yeah.
I had played Takayuki at Evo 2004, mm-hmm. and I beat him in the casual set I played. We played about 4 or 5 games, but it was kind of embarrassing because I beat him and I felt honored, and then I lost to Josh Wong's Cable Send Guile, like, right after. But, he was really good, and, like, when Nestor had gone to SBO in 2007 or 8 for AE, he went and played the Japanese players in Marvel 2 there, even though he hadn't played in a while. And he said that their best MSP player, they actually call him Yipes, and he plays pretty much just like Yipes, and he just goes nuts. And they gave him, like, a Marvel 2 remix they had made, specialty, like, their own special remix to him to bring back. And there's some interesting stuff they do in it. Like, if you turn into Metal Geek on Marvel 2 Remix, he turns completely invisible. And they had showed him a Tiger Knee 360 loop on Sentinel. Like, you do jump, light kick, and then you wait, and you cancel in 360, and you can't escape. So they have more fun when he's invisible, and they don't know where he is when doing that loop. So.
What?
Yeah. There's still stuff in that game that, like, nobody knows about.
You guys heard it here, man. You heard it here first. Wow, I have to digest that. I have to digest that one for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, like, with the color in it, they can make Mech Geef invisible, man. It's pretty nice.
Oh my, man. You know what? Hey, have you? You know, man. Speaking of, you know, people that just dominate, man. So, Thor, you know what? It's kind of funny. At one point, we thought Thor was the worst character in the game. Next to
that Comic-Con, like, I couldn't even grab anybody with him. I just quit.
Now, with Thor, he's another character where, man, you know, it's stupid, though, because technically, man, he should be, if he lands a hit, he should be able to kill you.
Yeah,
it's literally that become that simple, because of the insane reset options he has available to him, you know. And I'm one of those people that I will play him and I will leave him last, you know, because you know what? Because we was testing the game a few nights ago at my friend's house, and 400,000 damage. For Justice Command Throw. Justice Command Throw,
yeah.
Level 3 X-Factor. I'm like, oh, you kidding me. So that comes out to about 40-45% life.
Yeah. I've done this mission mode, but I haven't fought a Thor player yet. But I'm, like, waiting for it, because after seeing Trag's videos and all that shit online, like, he's got some technology. Everyone's got technology. Like, at this point of the game, like, I don't even want to bitch anymore. I'm like, let's just grind out matchups. Like, I don't even care.
Man, I am just, man, you know what? I watched Bucktooth this past weekend, and when he played Doom, I spit soda all over the screen. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Is that good?
He would, that man, it was, because I was like, man, Doom didn't look all
that
hot.
That man
can't hold
on to something,
like,
but I didn't get to see that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I mean, it is, what was the name of that combo series for Marvel 2? The Mikio Siu, I don't know, it's Japanese. But he made like a few, man, it was a virtual combo video. It is nuts. Then, everyone's telling you that you need to see that. Then I saw him play Captain America. Here's another character. Ain't that
That's
good.
Way underrated character right there.
That dude, I watched him do 80%. No assist. Because I'm like, that damn wall bounce with his shield and all of that. I'm like, are you kidding me? And, of course, he pulled out Chun. Now, when he pulls out, I'm just letting you know, man. This.
Oh, Kara C and the Lightning Leg Loop?
Man, Chun-Li, I have never seen that bitch like that in my entire life, man. I thought that MVC 1 Chun, you know, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, I really thought,
no, man.
You gotta
not
see.
Even Marvel 1 Chun, yeah, like,
it's,
she's in there. If you just air dash it, oh, no, not air dash. If let's say you just jump in and do legs on meaty, air legs, by the way. You X-Factor, and then you air dash medium punch. Well, that's not medium. It's B. You don't know which side she's gonna land on half the time. It's like, it's ridiculous. Like, her speed, especially in X Factor, is nuts. And like, she even has ground loops on people where you can go like A to C, instant air dash, B C, land A to C, do it again, and like, you go longer on your hit stun paration just because they're not in the air and they can tap. So you can just go nuts. Like, it's not as good as you think it is, but like, You could get more loops than you could to a juggled opponent, so like, it's pretty good.
I can't believe you haven't seen Bucktooth Doom.
I haven't had time. I've been in the lab. You know, we got the copy on Monday, and like, I haven't. There's no internet at this house, so like,
man.
What I do is all my work during the day, and it's like, you're up straight to stream, man.
Dude, you know, it's been hard, man. You know, I'm not so bad right now because I finally got a chance to play the game. But, man, you know, when I was working last week, man, it was really hard, man.
I would call every place every day just because I heard rumors of people playing it. Like, someone told me that, like, Justin and Martin had a copy, like, weeks before. And, like, something like about that just ticked me off. It was, like, not, like, made me mad, but, like, it put a tick in my mind, like, you gotta find it, you can find it. So, like, I would just call every store possible, like,
hold on,
try to hit
everyone
I could and post on Facebook. Like,
you might hear some advertisements going on here because I forgot to log into the chat. On Ustream chat, you know, I have the commercials that go, and you have no way
to
mute the commercials.
Good.
Yeah, so you might hear it in a few seconds here.
The F-150 EcoBoost engine. It's built to give more towing power than any other half ton.
Oh, there he is. There's the mute function. All right, now, yeah, man, you got to see it, man. You got to see it.
I believe it. If
I
any
mean,
of my
seriously,
bookie brother
man,
is playing Doom, like, I know it's good. So
because what we found out was that he can attack after his dive. That dive he does, well, you know, in Marvel 2, that's all you can do, right? Marvel 3, no, that's so just the beginning.
You can chain after the dive?
Yeah.
It's
stupid.
That.
It looks really stupid. I'm going to he looks like Magneto. He looks like, literally, it's just that fast, the way that he...
So can you go to any button after? Like, can you go to A?
I mean, you know what? I try to contact Buck and have him come on the show because, like, can you explain the madness? But I mean, if you look at the video, man, I mean,
I'm on tethered internet through my phone. If you go to media right now, there's someone that posted a Doom loop. It may be the same Doom loop. I don't know. I didn't get the. It wouldn't load, and I gave up. So, but it's there.
Okay, so Talden says it's.
I know where everything is. I just can't see it. Yeah.
Talden says it's foot dive into jumping medium, air dash down into jumping medium, back into a ground combo to launch and repeat.
That sounds cool. That looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, it is just. Yeah. You need to come into the Alphaism radio channel. Because so you can see what people are typing to you. You can't see it anyway because you're on the phone.
I'm chilling in the spooky HQ kitchen that I just souped up with new groceries. So.
Oh, man. So so how's this new apartment?
It's an actual apartment. We're not living in a basement. We passed the co-op board in New York City, which is probably the hardest thing you could ever do in your life. I don't know how we did it, but after 80 pages of sending paperwork in and then signing 80 pages of paperwork and dealing with Russian brokers that want us to clip through every hole by doing crazy shit, like, yeah, we made it. We got a nice bedroom apartment, so Spooky's doing good. He's sleeping right now. He was working all day. We got a lot of shit planned for everyone coming up, and we've been working on a lot of events on the sidelines, but I'm not allowed to really say anything, but definitely be announcing in the near future, and it will be back-to-back, so no one will be disappointed.
Well, you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy that he's coming the final round.
Me too, man. Definitely.
I think that final round will be crazy. I mean, crazy, yeah. not just because of Marvel 3, but because, you know, we got some players coming there. Because, you know, something I said earlier.
Final round, yeah.
It's not just, if Tokido is going to come in the final round, we know that. But the odds are he's not coming alone. And I think we're in for a few more surprises, so. I mean, and, you know,
let's see if Boss picks the game up, because he used to play versus games early on. If he really doesn't like Street Fighter 4, he can just smash some buttons and try to get some money.
Man, there you go. Because you know what? It's interesting. Yeah. You know, when I was talking to Larry, man, we've he's already talked to a lot of, you know, Josh Wigfall is supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some OG.
I played more.
Huh?
We were trying to get Josh Wigfall to come to the house with Liston and a bunch of other Marvelites to do a session, but, like, a lot of things got mixed up and, like, people couldn't come through, so that just happened to happen.
You know what? You know who I should call? I should call Sue Mighty.
Yo, Sue Mighty?
Yeah.
Yo, the real MST? You mean that guy that, like, we all watched that video of him beating Justin? And,
yeah,
like,
him.
He'll never get old, yeah.
Because, you know what? Oh, man. He could, you know, I mean, he's got a life. You know, he's living. I bet he hasn't seen half. I don't think he's seen none of this shit. I bet if I show him what Magneto is capable of in Marvel 3, I'm pretty sure that he'd be hyped for that.
And if the OGs want to come back and blow it up, I'm all for it. Because those guys got that smart caliente right there.
Man, I am just, man. Yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to definitely call him and be like, hey, listen, dude, you got to come back. You got to come back, man. Like, Magneto's even worse in this game, believe it or not. And that's
so
a good
call
thing.
Call Potter up right after, yeah.
I mean, you know what? It's one of those things where, you know, I can see, you know what, when I look at Marvel 3, it's one of those things a lot of people were kind of afraid that it was going to be, you know, it's not going to be as good as Marvel 2. But it's interesting, though, because Marvel 2 didn't really have a lot of input from the fan base. But Marvel 3 did, you know. So I knew all along that, you know, the game was going to be good.
It turned out more broken.
Yeah, I mean, because they really looked at Marvel 2 and they learned what made it great and what made it bad. You know, and the fact that they, like, Hit Decay, I thought that was a good idea. I thought that was a good idea.
Oh, I think it's a good idea, too.
Huh?
The hit some parade, the hit the gear, hit some parade, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good because it makes people be more original and actually have to design combos for their characters.
Yeah, I mean, it's a freer system. And I think, I mean, and the number two thing, being able to do the exchange in the air, and it makes them do a ground pound, you know, pound them into the ground. You know, like I said before, most people just go into a super right after that to get some extra hits. But sooner or later, it's going to be all about doing the ground pound and then run up, do an assist, try to do an unblockable or setting up for a mix-up and whatnot. So now everyone is a Magneto in the sense that they can set up, you know, some 50-50s and you make you guess and all of that. I mean, it's going to be pandemonium, man.
They should have gave Ryu an air dash. That's all I guess. I missed that TVC Ryu.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Why?
At least they can be able to cancel A on his dash. I know you can late cancel it, but at least with that, with Ryu, when you're just wave dashing in someone's face and just hitting A, I understand why they toned it down, but it's mostly just because the wave dashes themselves are too good. Like, if they tone down the wave dashes a little bit and focus it more on offense. And actually did the math on the on the frames and stuff on it. You could make some pretty godlike offense if you're godlike.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about, Akuma for a second, man. His level 3, man. Shit. I mean, because you know what? The one thing that I realized that. One thing we was talking about was that this Raging Demon doesn't seem to do as much damage as we see in previous games. But then again, I mean...
Still does damn good damage.
I mean, it just still does good damage. And the fact that, you know what, he can punish anything
from
full
teleport,
screen.
You know that?
Huh?
You can teleport and then cancel it in a demon.
Oh, you shitting me.
Yeah, I heard about that. And the first time I tried it, I landed it. And I was like, great, cool. I just won a match for that. That's awesome. And it's not hard. I mean, you do demon, it's just AA 4 BC. So it's like...
AA 4 BC. Oh,
tap.
My God.
So all you do is you do teleport, you double tap A, and then you just tap 4 and just slide your hand and you do it.
Yikes.
Free, yeah. But, if you have someone that knows about it, they're just going to hold up, so don't do it.
Let me get this straight. So Hegan, man, it's just, I mean, here we go, people. This is this stuff, the nuggets here and there, man. I mean, between Hulk being able to mash out 2 times the damage on this command grab and She-Hulk being able to call an assist while she's doing a special.
Yep, teleport into demon. And you could probably do other things. That'd be cool if you could, teleport into X-Factor just to cancel it, then demon, to see if it freezes time.
that's stupid. How about a good stupid?
Or if you summon Amaterasu, switch him in. Maybe that will slow down jump frames. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there. I'm thinking of because all I do right now in the game is try to think up stuff and then I test it out.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if Dark Phoenix gets the Raging Demon on her, that should be death. I mean, that's just, there's no way she's going to survive.
It's pretty fast, too.
Yeah, and you know what? That's probably a good character to counter Phoenix with, too.
If you use the Marvel 2 Raging Demon, it's not that. Super SF4 on crack.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing, it's just way faster. It just goes nuts.
That kind of reminds me of Oni a little bit, man. Being able to dash back and then go into the Raging Demon in the air.
I don't know who that is, Oni or Evil. I've never heard of
them. You never heard of them?
About that.
Yeah, I heard that. Actually, this Oni dude also.
I know about SSX and YYY, but can't really talk about it right here.
Ah, you really can't. Yeah, you know what? Another thing I didn't hear about him, he actually has Gouken's back throw. Interesting.
Yeah, he seems like. It seems like a palette swap, but it's a really damn good palette. It's like when you look at those things with the image mismatch, and you're like, that guy is sick with Photoshop. It's like that. But yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because no, because see, the one thing I was not watching a video where people was using Oni and they was doing he had an Ultra. He doesn't have an Ultra that goes straight up in the air, and people couldn't figure out how to use that because you can't use it as an anti-air. And then we found out that he not by watching a video, but that he found he has a back throw.
Yeah. You know, you can do a lot of cheap shit with him. Like, you can use his EX Rush Punch as cross-up, and then combo an Ultra.
Yeah, I love that,
you can do Crouch Short, Crouch Jab, Crouch Fierce into Late Punch Rush, and then you Focus Dash Cancel it. You can do Down Strong, Down Fierce, Late Punch Rush again for even more damage and stun, and then do whatever you want. You can combo to one EX and the Ultra if you want after that. But, like, he's got a lot of shit. Like, when they came out, Joe and Issei were both all over Oni. I was playing a lot of Evil Ryu, and they're pretty good characters.
Yeah, because one thing about Oni, though, and I keep on repeating this, he has good health. Because...
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I mean, he has at least 1,000. Because, I mean, I'm watching him. You can't dizzy him. The times I ever seen him dizzy... is when he's almost dead. Well, of course you're gonna get dizzy if you already, you know, if you're about, I mean, someone lands so many hits, you're about to die. I mean, you don't. He's not. He does not have the vitality issue that Ryu and Akuma does. And you know, and really, it's kind of, it's no. I mean, most people need to stop thinking of him as Akuma. He's Oni. He's not Akuma. He does not have the tools. Besides the Raging Demon, he doesn't really bear very much resemblance to Akuma. I mean, he's really his own characters. He got a lot of command normals that I saw, you know, and plus his normals are real fast.
Yeah, that forward fierce, it's stuff, like, if you know someone's going to throw a fireball, it's like you're playing OG SF2, you just punish somebody. And then, like, with, I was playing Joe. This is funny. I didn't know it was Joe while I was doing it. I thought it was this other dude playing, and I tried to Ultra 2 with Evil Ryu. It's his Shoryuken anti-air, Shoryu Repa. So, I knew the dude didn't jump in, so I'm like, whatever, Ultra. He empty jumped, so he just air dashed backwards and then fucking ultra'd my shit like free. It was so bad.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, well, one thing I found out about him is that.
Air dash beats are cheap as hell, man. Like, people don't realize, like, how good it is just to jump in and be like, nah, I'm just going to go sit back down right there again. Like, nah.
And it's just like Akuma's Raging Demon on the ground. He seems to have invincibility on me, because I seen him grab Ryu out of his Dragon Punch.
Yeah.
With his Air Raging Demon, so it has some invincibility to it, so. It's kind of stupid.
Air to air demon.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder how that would work.
Cyber Akuma, is he unlockable too?
Yeah, you know what I was kind of thinking. I'm like, man, it's like, what's next? He got an air raging demon? Oh yeah, he does. So
I hear the code is you get a Saturn Action Replay. And you put the Cyber Akuma code in for Marvel Super Heroes, and that's how you play in the arcade. But you didn't hear that from me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? The next time you play that character in May or June when it comes out, try to... You know what? I heard that Oni's SRK, Jab SRK, is safe on block.
Really?
Because...
I will go and try it for you from the mystery location.
Yeah.
But...
No, because you know why? But, because I watched like tons. I have watched tons of footage that doesn't exist.
I have
exist.
Not heard that. Like I know Ken. I know Ken has. You people have problems punishing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not come. Well, I'll ask Min. Have you blocked Oni Akuma's Light Punch, Dragon Punch, and been able to punish it? He has no idea.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying is that I have watched videos that don't exist, and every single time it's been done where it's blocked at point blank range, no one has able to punish him out of it. I watch people jab, I watch people do their own, you know. Sure, he recovers too quick, you know. And another thing that I found out is that he doesn't trade much. I don't see it being beaten a whole lot with anything else. So I'm like, man, if that turns out to be true, man, that's godlike.
That's sick. Maybe he should be banned instead of X Factor Sentinel.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I have to say this, though. See, Sentinel, to me, it looks like that Sentinel is stronger on the ground and weaker in the air than the Marvel 2 version. But it like him on the ground, he has so many ways to land his launcher.
No, there's one thing I have to say. I was going to bring this earlier on in the show, but I didn't really feel it was relevant. But a lot of characters, and I think people that are going to pick up the game tonight, tomorrow, if you want to get good, like, a lot of your setups may revolve around instant overhead normals. Like, if you just jump forward and do certain attacks, certain characters can't crouch bot that. So, like, if you're Sentinel, you just jump forward with AA or do jump forward C and then cancel the flight and then do D special button to do the frying pan or whatever. Things like that are really good because people do not expect that, and bigger characters get raped by it. And like, anime games, most of the times we call it fuzzy guard. Like, you jump in with an attack. Let's say they have to block standing since it's high. Then they go low because they think a low attack's coming, but you can double jump and do another attack. Since the block stun's continuous, you stay standing as their hitbox even when you're crouching. So it makes overheads even though they're not possible. So I really believe that these are in the game, and people should start abusing it more.
What?
Yeah, it's like, all right. Let's say, I'm trying to think of something real. Alright, you ever play Guilty Gear or not?
I have.
Alright, you know Soul Bad Guy?
Yeah.
Alright, Soul's jumping in on Testament. He does jump slash as late as he can. He throws his sword out, it's curved. He can double jump that before he lands and do another slash. If Testament never blocks the first one, he gets hit. But since he blocks it, he doesn't want to get hit by a crouching kick the next time. He goes low. But because the frame data supplies that he's still in block stun, his hitbox never changes because he's always with blocking standing. And this applies in, like, many fight games, many of them. Like, as long as you are in block stun, your hitbox will not change.
Wow. Okay. I learned something new.
Yeah.
So, let me see.
If people are that afraid of Sentinel, they should start, like, learning how to just mix him up free, because he does have retarded super armor, but it's not as universal as it used to be. He actually has to make it situational with normal, because the only things that give him super armor now are normal, not like in other games. Let's say Storm was coming with Light Kick and you didn't want to deal with that, you could wave dash backwards and hit stand Light Punch as anti-air and then super jump cancel the Light Kick.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you won't be able to get that situation in this game. Well, maybe you can, actually. You can go test it out, but I don't think you can.
Hey, let me ask you a question. This his laser is a chip?
Yeah, it does 5 hits. And you can cancel stand laser to crouch laser now.
What was they thinking with that?
I don't know. But when I figured that out, I was like, that's smart. And it does mad chip in X Factor. In X Factor, it's like you fight a big character, just do standing laser. Don't even bother with the crouching. Like, just let that guy try to jump.
So that means more of the shit change. Well, it remains the same. I'm like, gosh dang it. I mean, well, you know what the good news is? Tomorrow, I get a chance to go over to Preppies, and hopefully I will meet up with the Marvel OG heads from here in Seattle.
Tell Preppy I said what's up, yeah.
I will, man. I can't wait. Honestly, can't wait, because, you know, I mean, this is a long time coming, and I would like to see what they come up with, you know, on their own. You know.
Oh, definitely.
Those
guys really broke the bar for Marvel 2, so anything they can do for Marvel 3, I'm definitely all ears for.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I haven't, you know, I mean, I'm not part of the scene, you know, I mean, I'm just you know, scrub.
Yeah,
you know,
but Seattle put Sentinel on the map. Yeah, like, but there was, it was like Rodolfo and all those dudes came over here, and then everyone over here tried to make it better. So.
I mean, like, you know, I'm gonna tell him. I'm like, man, you know what? I said Cable was gone, but you know, you substitute Cable for any, but substitute. What would be a good team role for Marvel 3? You know, two of the three characters are there, but Cable's not there. So
you gotta play Team America, baby. MSS. That's how it goes.
That's a good point.
Like, if you want to throw Arthur in the middle, he's there, but like, you make it mold, man. I can't promise anything.
Magstorm Sentinel, man, yeah, that would do.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty fun. I was pretty surprised. I love doing ROM, but like you still get good mix-ups and you get good combos, so you can still go in.
Yeah, because you know I like the fact that the game is built around combos and not infinites, in a sense that even though the infinite is a combo, you know, it's really kind of boring to look at. It looks brain dead, even though it may not be brain dead, but I mean, I just like the way that I like the premise that they use now with the hit stun decay. So I mean, I can't wait.
Is there any way I can like come back in like 10 seconds? Like, I gotta use the bath.
You know what? I'm about to wrap it up. I mean, because you know,
that's all good.
You know,
no,
I had
bad.
You for 2 hours. You know. Or an hour and a half, so, you know, thanks, man. You know, thanks for coming on. You know, as always,
yeah,
I'm going to let you get back
to
your Marvel.
You need that. Yeah.
You know, I hope to catch up with you maybe this weekend. If not this weekend, maybe next weekend.
No, I'll definitely be staying tuned for all the alphas during the week or next week, so hell yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man, thanks for coming on. I really do appreciate you, Josh.
Oh, no problem, man. Yo, have a good night, and enjoy that Marvel when you get it.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yo, have a good night, man.
You too. Bye.
Later.
And that was Nerd Josh, folks. And I think that his passion for the game is coming through loud and clear. So, I don't know if there's anything else left to be said, because at this point, you know, we're on the countdown here in the West Coast. Does anybody else want to come on and say anything before I wrap it up, or anything I haven't touched on? Going once, going twice. What was the name of the song I played before All of Life? It's Vanessa Mae, and the first part, the more classical part, is called Summer Haze. It is based on Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and then the next part is Storm, which is based on also Vivaldi's Four Seasons, namely Summer, the third movement. Oh, I'm not going out tonight. I mean, I'm going to go to GameSpot tomorrow morning and grab the game, come out here, crack it out. Then I gotta test the streaming software on my laptop. I forgot to tell you guys, I got a new laptop. It's an Asus, and it is it was $700, and the specs on it, it's pretty good. It's a 17.3-inch monitor, and it is an Intel, Intel Core i5, so it's dual core. Like 2.53 gigahertz or something like that, and it can on turbo can go up to 2.8. So 4 gigs of DDR3 RAM, Windows 7 Home Premium, GeForce 310. I mean, so it's to talk about tomorrow. So tomorrow, I should be streaming from Preppy's. When I stream from Preppy's, of course, my first guest probably will be Preppy. And I'm hoping that, I don't know. I mean, I'm going over there in the early afternoon, but I'm not sure when they're showing up. So you guys will just have to, you know, if you are not already following me on Twitter, you might want to do that because that's where I'll be posting it. And then I'll be interviewing the Marvel heads, the OG Marvel heads. Hopefully I will see at least Ratana, Jamar, Roe. Of course I would love to play tomorrow, man. I'm gonna grab the game, come out, crack it out, and then I gotta start packing it up and head over to Preppy's. I really can't wait, man. I'm really stoked, because, hopefully I can stream some matches from. I'm hoping I can stream some Marvel 3 matches because Preppy has, has files and it has wireless, so it'd be very easy to set up an internet connection there. So and I can stream some matches, and then you can guys finally see what my fat ass looks like, and then we'll just take it from there, and it's gonna be fun, man. It's fun. It's gonna be fun. This is gonna be a first for Outfitting Radio, the first video podcast, I was gonna go tonight, but I've been, I'm still recovering from this cold, so tomorrow I'll probably go after I have a conference call at 10. I'm probably gonna go over to Fry's, pick up a webcam, and then and a microphone, and then head on over. Come home, test it all out, and then when I get it configured the way I want it, and then head over to Preppy's and get it all set up. Who is my main in Super Street Fighter 4? That will be T-Hawk. It's the only character that I can, remotely be competitive in. All right. Archived on Ustream. Good idea. And then, all right, folks. So, thank you for tuning in tonight. And, I shall be back tomorrow with Alpha Ism Radio. Hopefully with a video podcast, and some good interviews and some good Marvel play. Get some live feedback as it happens. All right, folks, take it easy.